This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda. Longtime Democratic State Representative Sheila Klinker will have an opponent in November's general election. Chuck Hakama and Jan Payne are facing off in the Republican primary to be their party's nominee in the race for the District 27 seat. Both are lifelong residents of Tippecanoe County. Hakama is a Purdue grad who has owned and operated several businesses in the area. This is his first campaign for public office, but Hakama says the idea was planted years ago by a law school professor.
Time passed, and I kind of got away from that. And actually, when our current representative walked out of the last two sessions, there was sort of a renewed interest. There were people that were asking me that knew my background and asked me to run.
Payne was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years before being elected Fairfield Township Assessor in 2001. She now serves as the chief deputy in the county assessor's office. Payne says she's excited about the chance to bring change to Tippecanoe County as a state representative.
To be a voice to my constituents here and listen to the discussion that has to take place on the House floor.
Both agree the tough economy is the biggest issue facing the area. Hakama says officials need to continue to work hard to attract and retain businesses. He thinks the right to work legislation passed by the General Assembly last session will help in that effort.
And as someone who knows what types of things business owners look for when they're looking for an area to locate, having the ability to choose whether or not you're going to work and be a member of a union is a high priority.
Payne is also a supporter of right to work. She believes opponents of the law will see that it ultimately was the right move for Indiana.
In these economic times when we're losing businesses to not just other states but other countries, we need to be smart about where we're investing our time and energy.
Another priority for the two candidates is education funding. Hakama supports choice in education and thinks public, private, and charter schools can all be viable options.
I don't think all the particulars of the current legislation here in Indiana has, we really can't put a dollar amount on that, but clearly there's money left behind. If a child decides to take advantage of a voucher program, that voucher program costs far less than the actual per student amount that we currently have allocated for that child. So not only does it Do I want them to thrive? There's every reason why it should.
Payne says she's happy with the state's approach to education.
I have a number of close friends that are teachers, and there's always going to be room for improvement where education is concerned. We have such good school districts and school systems here, whether it be parochial or public education or even the charter school. Others in the state are not as fortunate.
She says she is in favor of the state continuing to fund full-day kindergarten.
I can't imagine that funding all-day kindergarten is not a positive thing. It's a good learning environment. Those children then are not shuffled from school to daycare or, you know, with two working families or single parents these days. I can see that as nothing but a positive.
Hakama says he's not against the state paying for full-day kindergarten, but isn't sure how it will impact the state budget.
Clearly, early education is important. It's played a huge role in all of my children's education. I'm sure that kindergarten and pre-kindergarten instruction is going to be beneficial to children. And I think if you're going to spend money, even in a time when we have a crunch, that's probably a good place for that money to go.
Payne says educators at all levels, including the state's public colleges and universities, need to think outside the box when it comes to funding sources.
Tax dollars only go so far, and Purdue has done a fantastic job of looking elsewhere for money. I mean, you only have to look around campus and see the construction and the beautiful buildings that come from those other resources.
Hakama thinks tuition hikes at institutions of higher education should be kept to a minimum, but he doesn't necessarily want the state to be able to tell colleges and universities what to do.
I am a fiscal conservative. I do think that we can do a lot with less. However, Purdue, I feel, should have the ability to implement whatever business plan they feel is best to promote the university and to benefit the students that come here.
Payne thinks her long-standing involvement in the community makes her the right choice to represent the Republican Party in the general election.
I bring the grassroots county government experience to the table. I was a small business owner for a number of years. I know what it's like to meet a payroll, to pay federal, state taxes, and the burden that can put on a small business. I think I bring a lot of common sense government background.
Hakama says his law degree and background as an entrepreneur make him the better choice.
You know, I think that having real-world business and real-world legal experience will be invaluable in representing the members of this community at the State House.
The candidate who comes out on top May 8th will face incumbent Sheila Klinker in November's general election. Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.